Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday here on the Hot Corner. Let's get to it. Without further ado, we'll pass it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
All right, try to stump you guys a little bit, try to have a little fun tonight, and I will throw in a Mariners question because, of course, I have to. I am a sick...
Contractually obligated to.
Yes, they should bring back the cilantro lime crickets.
No, Pete Alonso, $700 million.
I am a sick Mariners fan. Personally, I don't think he's going to Seattle. I think the Mets are just bringing him right back. But anyway,
I went back to my own abusive lady because it felt better to me.
No way.
I get it. Yeah. It's nice to stick with the abuse you know. Right?
Real quick, breaking news on the Hot Corner. Fernando Valenzuela, RIP.
Oh, Fernando Valenzuela, former Dodger. Big, big, big name.
Rookie of the year, World Series champ. 88 Fernando Valenzuela, one of the greater performances you could ever ask for from a World Series. Everybody thinks of Gibby in the 88, but it's Hershiser and Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah, that's huge, man. God, really sad loss. All right, guys. Well, maybe some more success coming for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Maybe they can do it in Fernando Valenzuela's memory or Valenzuela's memory. Guess what? It's going to cost you.
That'll be a cool game one moment.
What?
That'll be a cool game one moment.
Yeah. Either some kind of like tribute.
They'll do something.
Yeah, they'll
all wear his number.
Yeah, they'll add
like
a patch to the hat or to the jersey.
That'll be cool.
That'll be a really cool moment. But you're going to have to pay a lot to see that. Game one World Series tickets, y'all, are going through the roof. They were kind of climbing towards $800-900 now in the last couple of days, have gotten over the 1,000 mark. Some are saying the minimum they're seeing on a couple of tickets websites is $1,300. We're talking nosebleed seats. We're talking standing room only in a stadium that seats that I was just at like 60,000 people. It's big. So fair or foul, guys, you would pay $1,000 a ticket to watch your favorite team in the World Series in person, fair or foul?
Say 2,000?
$1,000 a ticket. So just go yourself, 1,000 or 2,000 for
it's
you.
It's like you and the lady,
and a friend
so it's
or the
2K.
Lady.
Could I right now in my financial situation?
Not could,
not
but
yeah.
Would.
Thank
like,
you.
Like you're not made of money, but you can, like, things are going to suck for a little bit, but I can make this happen.
Well, it depends. Can the Mariners be in another league and the Orioles and Mariners play each other?
And get to Seattle so you well, got a buddy that you can sleep at or in your car or take the train?
I'd have to depend on like an Orioles-Giants to be closer home. But again, a Giants World Series ticket's going
probably not easy.
Lot, yeah. No. Foul. I think for $1,000, I even have a hard time like if I'm making way more money than I am now in like 10, 15 years, saying $1,000 for a ticket, it'd be like, woof, tough to swallow.
I'm the opposite of Joe. I will say fair. In 2016, I went to the World Series. I went to Game 1 and 2 of the World Series in Cleveland. Game 1, I paid about $750 a piece for me and my mom to sit in left center field.
$750 a piece?
Damn. I leveraged some inheritance to make that happen.
All right. Well, okay.
You got to do what you got to do, baby.
You got to do what you got to do. And now I know
that's what I was
kind of saying.
Pour one out for you.
And then, so what's funny is I think mom and I, to get into game one of the World Series, is about $750 a pop. And we were only going to go to game one and we were going to watch game two from the bar. And then we found out game two tickets plummeted to about $400 a pop. And so we bit on those and went to game two as well. So I think based on the old repercussions of my actions, I think I have to say fair here. $1,000, if I'm a Yankee fan, if I'm a Dodger fan, if I'm a Yankee fan in L.A., I think I would pay $1,000 to go to that game. Although I would hate to be a Yankee fan in the Dodger Stadium, and I would hate to be a Dodger in Yankee Stadium. Although I actually think it'd be cooler to be a Dodger fan in Yankee Stadium. Like, if you're 70, if you're 60 plus, I think it'd be really cool to be a Dodger fan in Yankee Stadium because your team used to be in your town.
That's so true.
Or it was your dad's team. Like, I got a buddy of mine. He's in his mid-40s. His dad is in his 70s, and his dad is a Giants fan because he was a New York Giants fan.
You mean like when every borough had
a
team?
Yeah, because he was a New York Giants fan, so he hates the Yankees because he's a Giants fan.
Brooklyn Dodgers, the New York Islanders,
He might go to that game if he was a Brooklyn Dodger fan just to root against the Yankees.
Please and welcome.
Oh, there's a four-bagger.
That's a Highlander versus the Giants today in the New York borough of the Bronx.
And Jackie Robinson steals home, and the Giants are up. I mean, the Dodgers are up. I forget what borough I'm in.
Just for the record, What did I do wrong? Nothing, John Sterling. Keep being you. I agree with Patrick on this. I would spend $1,000 to go see the Mariners in the World Series. But say I didn't live like near any of these cities, I would make sure it would be the home city.
Well, and that
cannot recommend going to a World Series game.
And
more.
I mean, that's the ultimate hypothetical too. Mariners in a World Series. I mean,
those tickets are going to be like $2,000.
You ever been in the same building as LeBron James and J.R. Smith with no shirt on? Just saying.
Yeah,
I have.
Well, yeah, that's pretty
hot.
That's pretty special there, bro. All right, guys. Fair or foul? This actually has to do with teams or players that have or have not done something as well. So funny you mentioned being in a arena shirtless with or a shirtless JR and LeBron there. So this is kind of a funky one, guys. The Yankees and Dodgers are meeting in the World Series for the 12th time. Which
12th time of all time.
The 12th time of all time.
Oh, I didn't think it was that high.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy to think about it because the last time it happened was 1981. But before that, it literally, that was the 11th time it happened. And, of course, a lot of these teams that have had extended success, they are the legacy teams, the classic eight that originally started in Major League Baseball, right? And, of course, the Dodgers and Yankees leading all teams in appearances versus each other in the World Series. But this kind of got me looking at other World Series year to year after this, guys, and I wanted to see if you could answer. Fair or foul, no expansion team created in 1961 or later has faced the same opponent more than once in a World Series. Fair or foul, no expansion team created in 61 or later has faced the same opponent more than once in a World Series.
Gosh, I'm going to jump on this. That has to be foul. 61? That's a long
expansion,
time.
So not movement. So like the Atlanta Braves were in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that doesn't
so
count.
So they don't count.
I don't know. That's
so
still
expansion
a lot
teams.
Of...
The A's don't count.
You're right. The A's do not count.
So expansion teams. You're talking Brewers,
Royals,
Brewers,
Seattle
Royals,
Mariners,
Rockies, Marlins, Diamondbacks, D-backs. Mariners.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, Blue Jays, came in Expos.
With the Mariners. Yeah, Expos.
When you put it that way, and we've had a lot of...
Orioles, I think, at some point.
Padres.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of...
Angels.
I mean, really, over the last, 20, 30 years, we've had a lot of first-time matchups in the World Series. Like, we don't get a lot of rematches.
Oh, no, the Twins. Sorry, we're around in the 20s. My bad. I'm wrong. Wrong on the Twins.
We really don't get a lot of rematches, like Golden State and Cleveland again, LeBron and Curry. You know, it's a lot
That's
of...
a great impression. That Marv Albert's really good, dude.
I'm not even going to try and attempt it again.
No, don't. But that was good there, dude.
I'll pay you $20 to touch me.
That's pretty good.
I'll wear these pantyhose.
And smack you.
Oh, no, the police are here.
I will say fair, and the team I'm going to choose is the Tejas Rangers.
So you're saying foul then?
Foul, yes.
Yeah,
I think Texas is the team. And if it's not, Detroit doesn't count because they've been forever, right?
Yeah. You are incorrect. Yeah, it is actually fair that no team has faced the same opponent, at least an expansion team, since 61, more than once in the World Series.
I feel like I was starting to change my answer. I didn't officially say fair because...
So, Well, this is a weird one because there are only 20 matchups of teams that have occurred two or more times in the World Series.
And I'm saying,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
20 of all time?
Of all time.
Well, again,
Dodgers, Yankees, Yankees, Giants, Cardinals, Giants, A's, Giants, Yankees, Braves, Cubs, Tigers, Red Sox, Cardinals, Tigers, Cardinals. Like, this is all the legacy teams.
Just
catch the Reds in there a couple, but that's literally it. It's just the original.
Because Arizona played the Yankees.
Exactly.
Texas played the Giants.
Yeah, this was my point, is that, like, if you just think back of the last 20-25 World Series, they're always, like, there aren't rematches.
No.
It's this team playing this team for the first time. White Sox, Astros,
yeah, the
Rockies,
Yankees,
Red Sox.
The Yankees run is all different teams.
Yep.
No, they played the Braves twice, but those are legacy teams.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Sorry.
But they're legacy teams.
They're on here twice, yeah.
I mean, the Giants, their three World Series that they have were all against different teams.
Detroit, Texas.
And Kansas City.
And Kansas City, you are correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like not only do we not get repeat champions, we don't get repeat matchups in World Series.
Braves went to a bunch of World Series, but they lost to the Twins and they lost to the Blue Jays.
Yeah,
you're right.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy question. Yeah, just dive down a baseball memory lane there.
Good
all right, guys.
Work.
Appreciate you all. You too.
Yes!
Both of you guys were right on
He's got it.
Sorry.
The facial!
Oh, Marv Albert. Oh, Marv. All right, fair foul. We'll wrap it up with this, guys. The Seattle Mariners, of course, need to add probably two hitters to their lineup. Not really started the offseason yet, but we're still wondering what they're going to do. Jerry DePoto's already said they will not trade starting pitching. That is a nice, good old foundation of their team, but it is the best part of their team. They can trade a great part to make the worst part hitting better, but they said they're not going to do that. One other part they could trade to make hitting better, young prospects. They were willing to do that at the trade deadline, so guys, fair or foul, the Mariners will trade one of their top prospects for an MLB-ready hitter this offseason.
I mean, it's tough. It's depending on, I think, an MLB top hitter that's not a free agent on a team that's not very good. So, guys, you're going to have a shot at Paul Goldschmidt.
Well, he's a free agent, right?
He is a free agent. Willie Adames, but shortstop, you kind of, I think you like JP there. Pete Alonso is going to cost a lot of money. Santander, who knows what that market looks like for Santander.
Well, it's going to look a lot better after the year he just had. 40
and,
dongs and 100 RBIs.
And I, you know, the Mariners aren't in on Juan Soto. But are the Mariners in on Alex Bregman?
I hope not.
That's all free agent.
As long as the trash can comes with.
So now the question is, you know, who's around that's available that you could trade those young prospects for?
A Ryan McMahon, maybe?
Is that worth one of your top young prospects? I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Ryan McMahon plays in Coors. Going to Safeco is a very different situation.
Cardinals trying to rebuild, possibly trading Wilson Contreras. One of the best hitters in the last four seasons.
Maybe Arenado's on the block.
I mean, he's a little too old. I'm thinking younger MLB-ready player, like 32 and under here. We can't go for old guy.
But I don't know. I don't know if there's guys like Devers out there that are available.
Well, no. You'd be stupid if the Red Sox.
But is Vladdy available? Like, maybe Vladdy is the option.
He's got 1 year left.
Is Vladdy available for a top prospect? That's what he's going to cost.
Yep. Possibly two for him.
I will say foul. I don't think they make a trade for a bat. I think their best chance is to sign somebody.
I'm going to say foul as well. Oh, trade. Yeah. Mm.
Trade-wise, I'm out on that.
I'm going to say
if you're
foul
not trading arms.
Because Jerry DePoto seemingly only does trades for middle tier. Who the hell is that guy? Why is he important? Okay, here's this weird
advanced
metric.
He was great 3 years ago.
Yeah,
a Rosarena the exception.
Exactly.
In
True.
A down year.
True. And Justin Turner. Yeah. Also, he made those in a down year. He made those moves when his ass was against the wall.
In a down year.
I'm going to say foul.
Yeah.
I don't see him pulling a move like that.